Hello, this is Anviti. Welcome to the news with NDTV. It's Friday, April 11th, and coming up in today's episode, another case of misogyny against victims of assault in an Allahabad High Court ruling. Tahavvur Rana's alleged comments about victims of 26/11 terror attack, how a nosepin helped track a husband accused of killing wife, and China's unprecedented 125% tariff on US in a tit-for-tat trade war. Tahavvur Rana allegedly told David Coleman Headley that victims of the 2008 Mumbai terror attacks deserved it and praised the attackers, saying they should be awarded Pakistan's highest military honour, the Nishan-e-Haider. Remember, over 170 people were killed in these attacks, almost everyone innocent civilians and some police personnel. According to the US Department of Justice, this statement was made in an intercepted conversation following the attacks, the horrible attacks. Rana has now been extradited to India from the United States. The US Department of Justice has described this as a critical step towards seeking justice for the six American victims and others killed in what he called the heinous Mumbai attacks. Rana, a 64-year-old Canadian citizen born in Pakistan, was flown to India on April 10th and landed in Delhi the same evening. He has been placed in an 18-day custody of the National Investigation Agency. He is accused of conspiring with David Headley, a Pakistani-American and one of the key planners of the 26/11 attacks. Headley, originally named Daud Gilani, conducted surveillance of multiple targets in Mumbai on behalf of Lashkar-e-Taiba, the Pakistan-based terrorist group which is responsible for these attacks. Rana is said to have supported Headley by providing a cover through his Chicago-based immigration business. He allegedly opened a branch office in Mumbai and appointed Headley as its manager, despite knowing that Headley had no immigration experience. According to US authorities, Rana helped Headley obtain Indian visas using false information and submitted supporting documents through an unsuspecting business partner. Over 2 years, Headley met Rana multiple times in Chicago and shared details about his surveillance work and LETs or Lashkar-e-Taiba's plans. Between 26th and 29th of November 2008, 10 LET gunmen carried out coordinated attacks at several locations in Mumbai, killing over 170 people. Nine of the attackers were killed during the assault. The 10th, Ajmal Amir Kassab, was captured and later executed in 2012. In 2009, Rana was arrested in the US in connection with a separate plot targeting a Danish newspaper that had published cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. He was convicted in 2013 for supporting LET and sentenced to 14 years in prison. Headley turned informant and is currently serving a 35-year sentence in the US. India requested Rana's extradition in 2020. His legal team thwarted the request, citing multiple health issues. After his appeals, including one to the US Supreme Court, were rejected, he was handed over to the Indian officials on April 9th. Photos released by US Department of Justice have shown the moment of transfer. A rape victim being educated was competent enough to understand morality and hence was responsible for her own rape. These are the absolutely inhumane comments by Allahabad High Court during bail hearing of alleged rapists. Weeks after a judge of the Allahabad High Court said that grabbing breasts or pulling pyjama string of a child does not amount to an attempted rape, another judgment has granted bail to a man accused of rape, stating the victim invited trouble and was also responsible for the horrible alleged crime. As per the FIR filed in September of last year, the victim is a postgraduate student who stayed as a paying guest in Delhi. On 21st September, she went to a restaurant in Horse Khas with friends. They drank alcohol until 3 a.m. and were very intoxicated. Justice Sanjay Kumar Singh noted, since she needed support, therefore she herself agreed to go to the house of the applicant and take rest. He stated the woman's claim that the man took her to a relative's flat and raped her twice is false and against the evidence on record. The judge said it is argued that it is not a case of rape but may be a case of consensual relationship between the parties concerned. The defense argued that the accused Nishchal Chandak has no criminal background, has been in jail since 11th of December last year and is not likely to flee or tamper with evidence. They assured the court he would not misuse his bail. The state council opposed the bail but did not challenge the factual aspect of the matter. Justice Singh said both parties are adults and the woman is an MA student. Quote, hence, she was competent enough to understand the morality and significance of her act. Even if the allegation of the victim is accepted as true, she herself invited trouble and was also responsible for the same, unquote. The court noted that the woman said in similar things in her statement. Her hymen was torn, but no opinion was given on sexual assault by the doctor. Bail was granted to Chandak, but must cooperate with the investigation going forward. The decision follows a controversial ruling from March 17th by Justice Ram Manohar Narayan Mishra. In that case, he said that almost abducting a child, taking her below a pull, grabbing her breasts and then trying to remove her pajama by breaking her strings of the pajama does not amount to an attempt to rape. The lower court had charged the accused under IPC Section 376 and POCSO Act Section 18. The High Court struck it down. The Supreme Court criticized this ruling, calling it inhumane and showing a total lack of insensitivity. A nose pin became a crucial lead in solving the mystery of a woman's death, leading to an arrest of her husband, Anil Kumar. Kumar, a businessman, is suspected of killing his wife, Seema Singh, and dumping her body in a drain in Delhi. Seema's body was discovered on March 15th in a drain, wrapped in a bedsheet and tied to a stone and cement sack. The police used a nose pin found with the body to help identify her. The jewellery led them to a store in South Delhi where they found a purchase record in Anil Kumar's name. The woman was identified as Seema Singh, aged 47. The police contacted Kumar, who confirmed that Seema was his wife. When asked about her whereabouts, he claimed she had gone to Vrindavan without her phone, and it clearly raised suspicion for the police. The police then contacted Kumar's office in Dwarka and found his mother-in-law's number in a diary. Upon reaching out to Seema's family, her sister, Babita, informed them that they hadn't heard from her since March 11th. The family expressed concern and Kumar had told them Seema was in Jaipur and was not willing to speak to them. Despite the family's worries, Kumar repeatedly assured them that Seema would talk to them once she felt better. The family considered going to the police, but Kumar's reassurances kept them waiting. On April 1st, however, Seema's family was called in to identify a body. They confirmed it was Seema, and the following day, her elder son also recognized the body. The postmortem revealed that Seema had been strangled to death. Seema's family noted that only Kumar had the key to their Dwarka house. This detail added to the growing suspicions about Kumar's involvement. The police arrested Anil Kumar and his guard Shivasankar in connection with the murder, and the probe is going on. In a tit-for-tat move that further escalates the ongoing tariff war, China on Friday announced it would raise tariffs on American goods to 125%. The announcement came just hours after President Xi Jinping urged the European Union to join Beijing in resisting what he called unilateral bullying by the United States. The new tariffs will take effect from Saturday. They were announced in response to US President Donald Trump increasing tariffs on Chinese imports to a total of 145%. Quote, the US's imposition of abnormally high tariffs on China seriously violate international trade rules, basic economic laws, and common sense, unquote, said China's State Council Tariff Commission in a statement released by the Finance Ministry. China also stated it would ignore further tariff hikes from the US, claiming American goods were no longer economically viable for import. Earlier on Friday, President Xi met Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez in Beijing. He said, and I quote, there are no winners in tariff wars, unquote. She also warned that China and the EU must work together to counter trade pressure from the US. Quote, China and Europe should fulfill their international responsibilities and jointly resist unilateral bullying practices, unquote, he said. President Xi repeated his appeal for unity, saying such cooperation would safeguard legitimate rights and interests and also safeguard international fairness and justice. The Spanish leader, according to Chinese state media, acknowledged the trade gap with China but warned against allowing tensions to affect future cooperation. Quote, Spain and Europe have a significant trade deficit with China, but we must not let trade tensions stand in the way of potential growth of our relationships, unquote. China's foreign ministry spokesperson Lin Jian also warned that trade wars have no winners. China does not want to fight these wars, but it is not scared, he added, that China would continue to respond if US insisted on further action. China's Commerce Ministry has urged the US to meet halfway and resolve differences through dialogue. Quote, we hope that the US will meet China halfway based on mutual respect and peaceful coexistence. Spokesperson He Yongxian said, President Trump's tariffs have targeted many countries, with China being the main focus. The current 145% levy includes earlier sanctions linked to fentanyl. It includes steel, aluminum, and auto parts, which face additional 25% tariffs. India, unlike China, has not responded with retaliatory tariffs. Officials in Delhi said they will seek relief through trade clauses while continuing talks. That's all for today. You were listening to the news with NDTV, your daily newspaper and TV bulletin wrapped in a compact podcast. If you want to catch up with the day's events in a hurry, do remember to subscribe to the news with NDTV on Apple, Spotify and the NDTV News app. This is your host Anviti, signing off.